Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Some councils are auditing schools and urging a ban on the terms boy and girl.
For those who are in an open or polyamorous relationship, your relationships are holy.
A gay black woman's victim status is less than that of a black trans woman, who ranks below a black Muslim trans woman.
We don't want to just win the argument about sexuality. We want to use this as a gospel opportunity.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I'm at Georgia Tech. Hey, guys, I got to ask. There's a bunch of people walking around with yellow headbands. What? Why?
Humans versus zombies.
Alrighty. You want to explain that to me?
I would have to say the best game ever. We are trying to make this a Georgia Tech tradition, something that freshmen, even graduate students, can come and enjoy.
Dude, I sure hope you're in theater.
No, but I have been said I should be an actor.
All right, so how do I become a zombie? Why would I choose zombie over human?
Because it's a lot more fun, and you don't have to be very paranoid as you walk around campus.
You don't choose, you just like attack them.
This is true.
Okay, so do I get initiated into the zombie club?
Initiation would probably be making the oath of the Om Nom Nom.
Give me the oath of the Om Nom Nom.
He's making things up.
Is he making it up?
He's making it up.
Well, you're a good maker-upper. Okay, tell me, how do I become a part of the zombie club?
Well, you just pretty much got to get tagged and devote your life to eating all humans possible.
I see. All right, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much. Zombie on.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm Num Num.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'd be swearing in zombie. I don't want to necessarily do that. There's a dude eating a sandwich. Let's give it a go, shall we? Young man, keep eating. Don't stop. Keep walking. Can I? Ooh, dude, lots of peanut butter on that sandwich.
Yeah, that's good.
Rock on. Can I talk to you on the radio while you're eating?
Sure.
All right. How much protein is in peanut butter?
You want tablespoons or grams?
Do you know it?
No idea.
So why'd you ask? You're pulling my leg.
I could make a guess and something.
I'm going to ask you a philosophical question. Maybe you'd consider it a religious question. You ready?
Sure. Can I ask about radio?
Yes, Wretched Radio. In my shirt. We're so big, we've even got shirts.
Awesome.
Because nobody else could make shirts like this.
Is it like a talk radio? Or
yes, sir, it is. Nope, talk.
What do you guys talk about usually?
This stuff.
Okay.
Here it is. You ready? You can ask God one question. What is it?
When is it over so all these people can stop suffering? Because I believe in God. And
suffering's a tough one.
And I think there's a lot of people, good people, that are suffering a lot because there's a lot of bad people. And God lets bad people make their choices. And so that's part of life. That's part of us having to live here. But I would like to know when they're going to stop suffering.
Okay, because you don't like suffering.
You know.
Do you think that anybody deserves suffering?
No, I think lots of people deserve learning. And what I mean by that is lots of people do bad things because they obviously don't understand something about life or about, I don't know.
Who's your God?
My father. I call him Heavenly Father.
Okay. Is he the only God?
Yeah.
So you are a Christian?
I am a Christian.
All right.
I'm a Mormon, if you must know.
I guessed that when you said Father God. Because that's Mormon lingo, correct?
Oh, I don't know. I think lots of the Catholic Church calls him the Father. I mean, the scriptures
Yeah, no,
Father.
You're right. But like that, that's kind of... I'm an evangelical, and we've got our own little lingo.
Sure, it's a little... I mean, the way we talk about it is different. I think it's the same person, but sure.
So do you think that Christians and Mormons believe in the same God?
For sure. I think there's only one God.
Okay, so it's the same one. How different would my understanding of God need to be from yours for us to be believing in different gods?
How different would it need to be?
Yeah. Okay, let's say that I believe that God is a big-nosed clown.
So here's a question, though. You're saying that then there's different gods. My point is there is only one.
Okay.
So whether or not we understand him perfectly, and there's lots of different religions that understand him differently, that's fine. But I believe there's one truth. So
I agree.
Whether or not I'm right, I don't know. You know. Well,
let me try this. I'll qualify. You are correct. You tagged me, and that's good. Okay. Let's say that I believe Jesus was. I call my God Jesus,
sure.
But I really think that he appears as Bozo the Clown on a TV show in Chicago. Would I be wrong in my understanding of Jesus?
I would think so. And the reason why is because I don't think that matches scripturally what he's done throughout all time in history.
Okay. So if I believe in Jesus a different way, mm-hmm. then you, one of us, would be wrong. Correct?
Yeah, well, maybe both of us, right? I mean, that's maybe neither of us are understanding completely what we should.
That would be a possibility. Okay, so with that, if I understand Jesus differently enough, there must be a line someplace.
Sure.
We've identified him being a clown, putting on a TV show in Chicago, is over that line. How's about the line of eternality? The always existence of Jesus. Would that be a big enough distinction between the two of us for one of us to be wrong?
Sure.
Okay.
I think that's an important principle, that he's always existed, yeah.
Do you believe that Jesus is always existing?
Yeah.
That's not Mormon doctrine.
Yes, it is.
Jesus is created from the Father.
No, we believe Jesus always existed.
Always.
Positive. We believe that God has always been, and we believe that Jesus Christ, his son, because that's how scriptures talk about him as his son. Mm-hmm. And
do you believe that God was always God?
I believe that God was always my father.
No, was he always God?
What do you mean by God? Can you define God for me?
Sure, the entity that we're talking about.
Yeah, I believe he's always been who he was. Okay, who he is has not changed, ever.
So the Mormon statement, help me out then, because this is different. The Mormon statement that says, as Father now is, we too can be,
mm-hmm.
indicates that he wasn't always God. He had to attain God's status, and now he's created you, and you too can you can attain God-like status.
So what I do believe is that we can become like our Father, yes. And I know
so
the
you
statement
can become
you're
God too.
I know the statement you're talking about,
yes.
In terms of the fact that as God once was, man may become. I know the quote very well. Do I understand everything about what God was or where he came from? No, I don't think anybody does, actually. I don't think anybody can tell me, even if you believe he's existed from eternity, what has he been doing for eternity? I don't think anybody can answer that question.
So
if I can finish, sir.
Yes, sir.
I would say, though, that I really believe that it makes no sense for a father, a loving father, to send his children to earth for no reason. I believe he sent us here for a schooling, to teach us, to help us learn and grow, and to hopefully, one day, help us become like him, so that he can give us, and you talked about becoming gods. Do I believe that one day we'll be able to create as he creates? If we do what we're supposed to here on earth and learn what we're supposed to, I do. I really believe that.
So you know, because you know what you're talking about, that I, as an evangelical, believe something different than you
Sure,
do.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you think I'm wrong?
Wrong's a hard statement. I think we have differing opinions.
I won't be offended.
No, so here's the thing. I've prayed about it, and I felt like the Holy Spirit has come into my heart and told me that these things are true. I can't tell you that you're a liar. I don't believe that. I believe that you believe what you're doing.
But do you believe I'm wrong? You must. Otherwise, you believe what I believe.
Right? Or I don't know what you believe, right? There's two options.
Here's what I believe.
Sure.
I believe that Jesus was always the Son. God is a Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Always existed.
And
always
one,
in, always in one God, three distinct persons.
Okay, sure.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All equally God.
Mm-hmm.
Same level, different roles, but same God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, okay? Jesus Christ came to this earth not to make it possible for us to get to heaven, but to secure heaven for us by dying on a cross. And if we'll repent and put our trust in him, he will forgive us completely. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, so that nobody can boast.
Sure. But, you know, the interesting thing is that I think this is the big difference, and I know this difference, is that we believe in grace. I believe that there's nothing I can do in this life that will save me. Nothing. In the end, I mean, it's like a little kid who can put together a few cents to buy a bike.
You do your best, Jesus does the rest.
And that's exactly it. But the scriptures are very clear as well that they say...
Hold on one second. I want to make just one point.
Faith without works is dead.
Okay, right. But I don't believe that same thing. I think everything that I do is bad, and Jesus has done it all. Not the rest. He's done it all.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
And we have a different understanding about Jesus. So one of us is wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, if I'm wrong about this, I don't beat my children. I take care of my family, and I pay my taxes.
I agree.
If I died and I'm wrong, I've done my best, and Jesus will do the rest. I'm in pretty good shape. I don't know if I'll go to celestial, or terrestrial, but I'll be in pretty good shape, okay? If you die, and you're wrong, and your understanding of Jesus is wrong, and you have been trying to contribute to salvation, or your understanding of Jesus is different than the one that I believe the Bible presents, because you have a wrong understanding, you would be in big trouble.
Really?
You would go to hell because you've been believing in the wrong God.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that.
Well, you should read First John.
Can I explain why?
I actually know why. You should read First John and Second.
No, why I don't agree.
I know you don't. But here's what I'm trying to present.
I don't think you know why, sir.
Well, I'm trying to position it this way. Okay, if Jesus is very clear on how he wants to be understood, not as a created being in any way, shape, or form.
I agree.
And that it's complete forgiveness of sins.
I'm sorry. I agree that he wants to be understood. So go ahead.
Rightly. And if you believe in the wrong type of Christ or the wrong Christ, 1 John 2 and 2 John makes it clear you don't have the Father, you don't have forgiveness. If I'm wrong, I'm okay according to your beliefs. If you're wrong, according to my beliefs, you have been worshiping a false God.
So for the vast majority of humanity, which would you want it to be? Do you want to damn everybody? Is that what you're saying?
It's not what I want. It's what the Bible says.
See, I don't agree. I believe let me tell you why. I believe
Let me take a break. We'll come back. Fair enough? Commercials, how this works.
Well, I've got to go, but I believe God loves us. And the damning all his children is not what God is about. So
nobody goes to hell?
No, I don't believe that. But I believe that God does not want to damn most of his children, and that he will make a way that most of his children will be able to come back to him.
Okay,
Jesus.
So when Jesus said, broad is the
through
road
the
that atonement, leads to destruction, narrow is the way
Christ.
That leads to life, and few find it. What was he talking about?
He's talking about eternal life, which is what we talked about earlier, returning to God's presence.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that he hasn't prepared a place. He also says, in my Father's house there are many mansions.
Okay. And so bottom line, if I'm wrong, I'm okay. If you're wrong, big trouble. Fair enough?
If you think so.
All right.
I don't believe that's what those scriptures are saying.
I appreciate the chat.
Have a wonderful day.
Goodbye, my Mormon friend. Goodbye. We'll continue on Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Have you ever wanted to take a tour of Europe, but you couldn't swing the airfare? Good news. Todd Friel's already gone for you. Our resource on the Shoulders of Giants takes you across 6 countries to meet your Christian ancestors, the Reformers, the men who were strangled, quartered, and burned alive so you could hold a Bible in your own language and understand the gospel of grace. You'll see the stake where Jan Hus was burned to death, the prison where William Tyndale translated scripture, the very courtroom where John Wycliffe was called monstrously wicked. You'll visit Martin Luther's home, the field where George Whitefield preached to 30,000 people without a microphone, and the outdoor pulpit of the thundering Scot himself, John Knox. These people were too good for this world, and their lives will challenge you to be bolder than ever before. On the Shoulders of Giants, it is streaming for free right now on Fortis Plus. Download the app where you download apps on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply visit fortisplus.org.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know, we've raised a generation of kids who can sing every word about Jesus, but they still can't say why the Bible is true. And the world, well, they've earned that because they've spent years teaching our children that truth bends and that science outgrew God. And the reasons are there. Logic, morality, the very laws that make science work, and every single one of them points back to a creator. And when you give kids that, faith stops being something they hope is true and becomes something they know is true. And it also spreads because they share it clearer with everyone around them. That's exactly what the series Irrefutable Proof of Creation with Dr. Jason Lyle was built for. It's a biblical formation for a generation that needs answers. They need real ground to stand on, not just a good feeling, and that's what Dr. Lyle is doing. New episodes of Irrefutable Proof of Creation streaming right now and dropping weekly on Fortis Plus. You can download the app on your smartphone, your smart TV, or simply go to fortisplus.org.
Books of the Bible. God called the prophet Jonah to preach repentance in Nineveh. Jonah fled, but he could not outrun God. He was cast into the sea and swallowed by a great fish. Jonah repented, and God spared him. Jonah then preached in Nineveh, and they repented. God is compassionate and merciful, and he is calling men from all nations to repentance.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Terrific. What field of psychology?
I'm just a freshman, so I'm not too specific yet.
Do you have a certain school that you think is best? A certain way to approach analyzing the human mind that is the most beneficial?
I really just started. So
just started?
I don't know yet.
How come you chose that field?
I just find it interesting, and I don't like anything else, so
that's
I didn't have a choice.
So what was interesting about it? What do you dig about getting into the human brain?
Yeah.
You like that?
Sounds fun.
All right. Do you think that human beings are basically good or basically bad?
I think good.
Do you think so?
I don't have a lot of evidence to back that up.
These people around here are being pretty peaceful. How's that?
Yeah, that's good evidence, I guess.
On the other hand, if you watch the 10 o'clock news, there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
That's true.
Do you think intrinsically you are good or bad?
Oh, I think I'm good.
You think you're good?
I'm really nice.
You're a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Well, you seem like a kind of a soft-spoken, nice fellow. Or do you think, though, let's say that the standard for good is perfection. Would you be a good person then?
Well, no.
No.
Because I make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I do things that probably aren't the moral best.
The moral best? What do you think the moral best is?
That's a vague question. It depends on the situation.
How's about the Ten Commandments? Would that be a good standard?
Maybe. Perhaps. I don't really know the Ten Commandments very well.
Thou shalt not lie. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever told lies?
Yeah. Okay. And I think it's okay sometimes.
Sometimes
to come. And I don't think it's bad if you covet stuff sometimes. I mean, it's hard to not covet stuff.
Well, that's an interesting thought. But what if God exists and he's provided everything? Like, for instance, you're wearing a jacket. What kind of jacket are you wearing? What is that?
It's a
Columbia.
Jacket. I can, like, detach it and it becomes
two. It's a good jacket.
It's really cool.
Okay, but so let's say then you look at my jacket and you covet my jacket. Wouldn't that be, in a way, saying to the God who provided your jacket, I don't think you're a very good provider?
I guess so.
Okay. Yeah. What about stealing? That's another one of the commandments.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it depends on the situation. Like, if you're really poor, some other guy's really rich. And
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Ever?
Well, when I was two, I thought these balloons were free, so I took one.
Okay, but that doesn't count. That two-year-old who thought balloons were free, like downloading music or something from work. Or something from your parents.
Well, sometimes when a music album is coming out and it's leaked early on the internet, I get it, but then I buy it in real life to make up for it. I'm just kind of like getting it in advance.
Okay.
It's a technicality.
Okay, little more tricky, and we might not be able to wiggle away from this one. What about purity of thought? You know, sexual thoughts, desires, looking at women. Do you ever find yourself having sexual thoughts that are impure?
I guess so, but I don't think it matters.
No, like, really?
Not my fault.
Not your fault? Whose fault is it?
I mean, it doesn't hurt anyone, so...
Well, that's possible. However, do you have a sister by any chance?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How would you feel about some guy having dirty thoughts about your sister? You'd probably think the guy wasn't an honorable fellow, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be the best.
Yeah, wouldn't be the best. And besides, if God exists, wouldn't it be true that if he doesn't think it's best, then it would be wrong and a very bad thing?
No? I guess so.
Do you believe in God?
I go back and forth.
Back and forth? Were you raised in a religious home?
My parents are Catholic. They took me to church when I was little. Once I got older, they decided to let me make my own decisions.
Kind of abandoned it. And you've decided it's not true?
No, I haven't made any hard decisions yet. I'm just kind of thinking about it.
Good for you. How old are you?
19.
19 years old. It's good to figure it out when you get, you know, you become a man and start thinking about things for yourself and not just what your parents believe. That's good. Do you know what Christianity is about? Do you know what the basic teaching of Christianity is?
Well, I guess it differs from Judaism in that it says that Jesus died for us and, like, we should be happy about that.
We should be. Why did Jesus die for us? What does the Bible teach about that?
Oh, I don't know. I probably should.
It's a big question. I mean, if it's the event that really changed time, because we went from B.C. to A.D., It was a pretty big event. Okay, how's about this? Jesus died because you and I are lawbreakers. We break the Ten Commandments. We sin against God. And because he's just, if he gave us what we deserve for being guilty, it would be very bad. Because of his standard of perfection, the Ten Commandments, because he's so holy and any violation against his law is a crime against him, he should punish us severely. But he's good, and to save us and to still uphold justice, he sent his son Jesus to take the punishment that you and I deserve so that his goodness could be credited to our account and your badness could be put on him. It could be a great exchange so that you could be forgiven by God and go to heaven to be with him because of what Jesus did on your behalf. That's Christianity. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
Stuff. It,
kind of vaguely floating around a little bit. Yeah, so I guess the big question would be, is it true? I mean, that would kind of be the big issue, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's false, no big deal. You don't have anything to worry about. But if it's true, and you're like the rest of us, you're a lawbreaker with lustful thoughts, you dishonored your parents when you're little, you lied, perhaps stolen, you covet things, you're angry at people when you shouldn't be, you'd end up in hell. So if it's true, you'd be in hot water. But if it's also true, you could also be forgiven, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you should figure out if this is true or not, shouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You're thinking things through. Good for you. I'm glad you're doing that because it's a good time to figure things out. But could I encourage you to think about what I just said to you today?
I'll think about it.
And see if it's true? All right. Before I go, young man, you should know this too. In order to be forgiven by God, did anybody ever tell you what you need to do? At least according to the Bible. Do you know what you have to do to... If forgiveness is available for you, God is willing to forgive you because of what Jesus did. The kindest act of all time. The question is, how do you get forgiven? How do you get that goodness credited to your account?
Confession? Prayer?
That's a part of it. Yeah, we should talk to God and confess that we are wrong. He's right. I'm wrong. I've sinned against him. I've broken his laws. I've done dirty things. I've done wrong things. And I'm sorry. And we don't go to a man in a box. We go directly to God because Jesus provided a way for us to get to God. And we tell him that we're sorry and we turn from our sins. The word is repentance. We repent and we put our trust in Jesus. And the Bible says if you do that, all of your sins, past, present, and future, completely forgiven, you'll be adopted as God's child, and you'll receive everlasting life because of what Jesus did. That's the good news of the gospel. All the other religions will tell you, work, be good, try really hard, and maybe you'll get reincarnated or you'll go to a better place. The Bible says you can't do good, but you can be forgiven by a very good God, and he will save you by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Something to ponder today, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you're a gentleman. Can I shake your hand? Don't let me wreck up to get some germs on your bagel. Thanks for the chat, young man.
All right.
See ya. Goodbye. Sure is a bummer that this is radio. Because I wish you could see people's faces sometimes. Nice young man. But honestly, at the end of the conversation, he looked like he'd been tased. Just jolted and jarred. He's trying to think things through, and it's obvious when you're checking out studies in psychology and understanding how the brain works and how the heart works and how to make things better. Good for him. And if you're listening too, by the way, you're a drive-by, you are scanning by, and you found yourself on this particular channel. If you don't have it figured out, I beg you to consider what you just heard me say. Please consider what I've just shared with you from the Bible. Not me, but from the Bible. That we are not basically good. We are basically bad. We are very, very bad. You know, Michael Jackson understood that. And we need help. If God gives us what we deserve, we are in big trouble. Grace, free, complete, total, available to you if you will come on his terms, not your terms, his terms, not Jesus and not, well, I want my sins forgiven, but I want to keep doing them. You come to him on his terms. Repent. Turn from your sins. Doesn't mean you become perfect, but you have a new attitude. You don't want to sin anymore, because that is the stuff that put him on the cross and caused him agony, that you might be forgiven. And you put your trust in Jesus Christ. And the Bible promises, unlike every other religion in the world, your sins will be completely forgiven and you will receive everlasting life. And if you don't mind, before we go, got to throw in a line about psychology and this young man trying to figure it out. There's a million psychology systems that tell you how to fix the brain, and I'm telling you, they do not have one study that has proven that psychology heals anybody. Ask a psychologist sometime, and you'll see that look on their face like, I can't believe it. No, this thing is working. We'll continue on Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.